Well, the second nominee is the artsdesk.com. I don't know if you've seen this, but basically in June, a bunch of distinguished journalists, I mean, people who've written for really top titles, set up this site to cover all of the latest British art, theatre, film, music and TV, essentially because the newspapers they work for now can't afford to do that kind of thing anymore.
It's very good, actually. It's real august or arts coverage with a sense of fun, but yeah. Excellent range of writers and subjects that they cover, some really in-depth interviews that would be pages now in a broadsheet magazine, and just taking angles that you wouldn't be able to get away with probably if you were in a newspaper.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be a lot bigger in 2010.
I think we're going to see similar things with online video as well. You know, TV reporters, for example, who essentially aren't getting the work, might start taking to the web that little bit more as well. There's obviously an audience for it.
The internet favours the independent.
The third...